All right, mes amis, it's time for the Tasta Cafe Asmante. Yes, it is the Tasta Cafe program brought to you every day by some special people. Those are our sponsors. And we want to thank all of our sponsors and especially our listeners and callers. And let me tell you who our sponsors are today who make it possible for us to be on the air bringing this program to you. And that would be Savoy Medical Center, Ardwin Salvage Store, Total Automotive, Dr. Brent Ardwin, Chapman's Dirt Service, Ronnie's Cajun Cafe, the Bonne Nouvelle, B&S Grocery, Ardwin Funeral Home, Assured Home Medical, Doug Ashy Building Materials, Blake's Pharmacy, Evangeline Portable Buildings, and Eunice Manor. And with me this morning is Miss Jackie Miller. Miss Jackie, como se va, Sha? She's losing her voice.
I'm losing my voice. It's Ray that did that.
Oh, it's all my fault.
He made me talk all night long.
Not all night, no, Sha. I wasn't with you all night.
Thank God.
Don't go get me in trouble here.
Thank God and Graham.
There you go. And we do have some special guests in our studio this morning. We have some people from Bastrop, Texas, not Louisiana. Bastrop.
I didn't know we had a Bastrop, Texas.
It's not Strop. It's Strop.
Oh, it's Strop.
They corrected me.
Excuse me.
And these people have an interesting topic this morning that they're going to be talking about. And I'm going to ask one of our guests, Miss Wanda Verrett. Miss Wanda, would you take the microphone here and introduce our guests?
Okay, good morning. Is it on?
I think so. Try it again.
Oh, hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
Ooh.
You want me to go check with the front?
Let's pull that one right there. And tell Mark to come see. All right.
Okay.
Go ahead, Wanda.
Okay, the first person I'm going to introduce is Ms. Elizabeth West, who is our director at the tourism office. And then we have Ms. Kathy Danielson. And then we have, she's from the city of Bastrop. Trey Job. Yep. Job is in the Bible.
That's right.
Also from the city of Bastrop.
Okay. Mark is here to assist us. That microphone is not working, Mark. We want to welcome our guest. And which one of you is going to tell us why you are here? Oh, she jumped up right away. Here we go.
Good morning, everyone. We are here because we love Evangeline Parish. I don't want to say we stumbled upon it, because our assistant city manager, Trey Job, sent me on a mission. He said, you need to go and look at Fred's. And we don't have Mardi Gras in our city. We're just outside of Austin, and we want to do a Mardi Gras celebration, and we couldn't think of anybody better to help us with that is you guys bringing your heritage to us in Bastrop. So we're just here meeting everyone and learning more about your area.
Thank you. And I'm going to turn your mic off a little bit so I can make that wire a little bit longer. Just hang on right here. Hang on, folks. We'll be right with you. And our phone number is 337-363-2124. Stay tuned. Coming up is the word of the day. But first, let's play a little commercial here. Let's see who we're going to be talking about. We're going to be letting Miss Angela talk to us about Savoy Medical Center in Mamou.
Type 2 diabetes can have a big impact on your life. But how can it be prevented? Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. Prediabetes does. 1 in 3 adults have prediabetes, but more than 80% don't know they have it. Are you one of them? With early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed, and you can change the outcome. Small healthy changes can make a big difference. Just a brisk walk, 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, can help reduce your risk for type 2 diabetes. Savoy Medical Center now has 6 rural health walk-in clinic locations to better serve you and your family, including Elton Rural Health, Basile Rural Health, Savoy Family Care in Eunice, Mamou Family Care, Ville Platte Family Care, and our newest clinic, Oberlin Family Care. Schedule your appointment with your nearest Savoie Rural Health Clinic to get screened today. Savoie Medical Center, our family, healing yours.
All right, thank you, Ms. Jackie. We're back. And you know what? It is time for the word of the day. And today, I've got a good one for you. You're not gonna like this one.
As long as it's not library.
No, no, it's not library. No, that's bibliothèque. That's
easy. You did that to me the other day.
I know. I try every once in a while to fool you. All right, here's a good one.
Let's go.
Water moccasin. À serpent.
And serpent mauvais dans l'eau.
How you say the name in French for a water moccasin?
I don't know.
May you a Frenchman? You should.
Yeah, but I don't go around with snakes.
Oh, I know. You don't like snakes, you either.
Mm-mm.
But I like it. I think they're pretty. It's called a serpent congo.
A serpent congo.
Yep, that's the official name for a water moccasin.
He's far from his home.
He better be in his home. I don't want him around my home.
Neither me.
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. This mic is on, and we're going to let Trey, the assistant, what is it?
City manager
of the city of, go ahead and take it. It's yours.
All right. Again, Trey Joe, city manager of the city of Bastrops. Jackie gave you a little history about us earlier, but I'm going to tell you a bit about me and a little bit about the city of Bastrops.
After all, y'all are the people who make it.
That's right. So I actually grew up in Port Arthur. So I was used to Mardi Gras my entire life, right? Port Arthur, the Groves area.
Everything working? We good still?
Yeah, we good. All right. We good. Go ahead and go.
Now we have to start it all over.
Okay, from the top. So, again, Trey Joe.
Assistant City Manager, City of Bastrop.
Well, it goes on and off. All right, now we go in again.
All right, we back?
Yeah.
All right. Come sit on me. You can talk.
I'll sit in your lap. We can use the same mic. So, anyhow, like I said, again, grew up in the city of Port Arthur.
In Groves, in that area. Always used to Mardi Gras.
Moved to Central Texas for a job with Bastrop. Been there about 11, 12 years. And we missed it, you know. And I was talking to Kathy one day, and I said, you know, if you ever get a chance to go, you need to go down to Mamou and check it out over there. So her and a few friends load up in the car. They came down. They fell in love. Mm-hmm. She came back. She said, we need to do that in Bastrop. I said, I think we can. So we've got that ready for this year. We want to, again, invite you guys down. We're going to come here and come back and forth and almost, what do you call it, an exchange.
Great,
we want to share your culture, but we also want to share ours here. Bastrop was actually formed in 1832. It's one of the oldest cities in Texas. Wow. A lot of people don't know this, but it was only one vote shy from being the capital of Texas. So anyway, about 30 miles outside of Austin, just east of Austin. We don't say it's east of weird, but, you know, every once in a while. So, but it's a great place to be. We've got a lot of rich history. The city's almost 200 years old. We want to share that with you, and we want you to share yours with us. And we're so happy to be here. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Trey. We're glad to have you. And I think we have a new guest in the studio. Who this would be? Miss Elizabeth, who is that?
This is Miss Opal Andrus. This is our president for the Evangeline Parish Tourist Commission.
Yeah, I told you I was going to get you to talk on the mic.
Yes, and you did. You did.
How about let Miss Opal introduce herself?
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Opal Andrus. I am the president this year of Evangeline Parish Tourist Commission. I've been on the board, I think, 3 years, maybe 4. It seems like it's gone by so fast. And we're just excited to have these folks come in from Bastrop and share everything about their city. And just it's such a compliment that they want to take back our culture to their constituents and share with them how we do things here, how much fun we have.
We have fun here.
Y'all need a few couillons up there, too. You got some?
My the host of the show with Fred's on our live remote. Mike Perron told me a few weeks ago he went to Eunice and met up with one of our callers, and then he had one of our callers from over here, and he said that was two yawns. We needed another one to make a couillon.
Yeah, it takes three yawns to make a couillon. Yeah,
that's what they tell me. I could have joined the crowd. It would have been easy.
Yeah, me too. We'd have a four.
A four-way
couillon.
Oh, there you go. All right. Now, the y'all's purpose here, I'm assuming, is to find out what we do and how we put it on, what's involved. And, of course, you know, any festival that you put on, you cannot do it without sponsors. Okay? That you have to have the sponsors first. But in our case, and it should be in your case too, once you get the sponsors, they're the ones that are going to reap the benefits, because the people come in and spend a lot of money, a whole lot of money.
That's right.
And that's, you know, let's face it, that's what a festival is for.
Well, and especially Mardi Gras, because you dress up, nobody really knows unless they look real quick. Closely, and they have a blast. They do everything they want to do.
There we go. Let's see who this caller is and what they want to talk about.
Right.
Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
You know who's this.
H.M. Charles, how are you this morning, brother?
All right. How you doing this morning?
Man, much better than I should.
You got your little crowd in my office?
We got a good crowd. They got me pinned in. I can't even get out.
No, we're here for life.
You have to make yourself a place to get out.
Well, maybe I can crawl under the desk. I don't know. We'll see.
That's if you can get back up.
That's easier said than done. All right.
How y'all doing today?
Tim, everything's good, and we are having a good time this morning. We got another call coming in, Tim, so I thank you for calling in, brother.
All right, y'all have a nice day, all of y'all.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
This is Gloria Strong. I want to make a birthday request.
Oh, baby, call the other line at 363-2124, and they'll take that down for you.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. This is our hotline. This is the one that does not go through the office. It comes directly over here to us, and sometimes we get calls like that, you know. But that's okay. We have fun with it. Miss Wanda, you're never without something to say. I know you're going to tell me something. What did I put her on the spot? You should see her face. You should see her face.
Not saying a word.
I'm so happy to be here with these people and so proud, like Opal was saying, so proud that they want to come and you know, see our culture, see what we do. And then they want us to go there, too, which is kind of exciting also. So we hope we can give them some insight and entertain them.
Yeah, we're gonna try to pair our cultures.
Kind of like we do with the Europe Twin City.
You what you call that? Sister City.
Right.
We're gonna call them one of our nephew cities.
Well, knowing
our niece,
knowing Texas, there's no shortage of horses to ride.
Well, it depends on where you go. You go down below Galveston into the water out there. There ain't no horses.
Oh, now come on!
They all drowned.
How do you know? There's some seahorses.
Yeah, have you ever seen a seahorse in the Gulf of Mexico?
Yeah.
Oh, Miss Jackie, you telling me a story?
That's right.
I knew it. I can tell by her eyes. All right. You see how she is?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my goodness. I need Kanaya.
I love being Kanaya.
Oh, she sure is. First off, Trey, what made you decide that Mamou was the place that you needed to come to?
Again, as I said, growing up in the Port Arthur Groves area, I'd been to Mamou a time or two. My great-grandma was from Houma. We used to travel back and forth. Real familiar with the area. Again, just it's like coming home every time I come here. So I wanted to bring that to Bastrop, my new home. That's where my family's at, where my grandbaby is, right?
Bring a little Cajun culture down
there. That's right.
Well, that's really interesting, and I'm happy that people in other parts of our country are interested in our culture and what we're doing. And if we can spread the good word out there, we want to spread it as much as we can. All right, and if you go ahead.
No, I'm just listening to you.
All right, if you give Miss Oval the mic, I'll find out how she was contacted and what she did to make this happen. Oval?
Well, we don't really want the truth of that.
Yes, we do, after hours. After hours.
I thought the city of Bastrop was contacting me because I had a speeding ticket that I didn't get. But when I took the call, it was this lovely lady, Miss Kathy Danielson, and she was just so energetic and so excited and telling me about her first visit here and how much she enjoyed being in Mamou. I think they had started off in Lake Charles, and then they drove up to Mamou, and they had such a blast. She posted pictures of it on her personal Facebook page, and when she got home, she had so many responses from it, from people that knows what she does, which is events planning for cities, which her history is doing that. And they asked her to do it, so she started calling me, and then we just kind of clicked. And her infectiousness and energy and enthusiasm for the project is just, it just draws you in, and it just wants to make you do as much as you can to make it happen. I mean, you can just see her vision when she starts talking about it.
Yeah, I kind of got that from the first call I got from you when we started talking about it. I think it was infectious. Let's pick up this call right here, and it will come right back. Hey, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Good morning, Ray and Jackie. How you doing, John?
Well, Mr. John Miller from Arkansas. How are you this morning, brother?
Oh, doing great. Wow, I tell you what's amazing. Those folks are just down the street from where my mom grew up in LaGrange, Texas.
Are you? Really?
Oh, they're nodding their head, yep. Wow.
John is from Brooklyn, but he lives in
Greenwood, Arkansas.
And his wife is from California. And how the three all got together is beyond anybody's knowledge.
And they listened to KVPI.
And not only that, they came and visited.
What you got in your mind this morning, John?
Oh, I was just going to tell them, we're some of those people who fell in love with that area. We've been coming down there for years. Yeah, I never lose my New York accent, but living in Arkansas since April of 1969. Can you believe that?
It's not New York, it's Brooklyn.
Yeah, we're Brooklyn. Well. But we love it down there. We fell in love with a lot of the people. We love the music. There's a place, Floyd's, around the corner from where you're at. If you need some Cajun music, man, they got a lot of it. And my wife and I buy quite a bit of stuff there. Kerry's Rue, some of their stuff, we've been making gumbos that it's out of this world. Jack Miller's, there's a lot of stuff that's manufactured there in that Ville Platte area, and it's wonderful. And I'm telling you, we love it. We try to come down there often. We love Natchitoches. We go down there a lot. And then we'll make that extra, well, it's about 50 miles further south.
3 hours.
To Ville Platte. But what wonderful people. And KVPI, those are some of the nicest people you'll ever meet. And they treat us like family.
Yeah, well, you know what they brought in for us this morning, John?
No telling.
A big 5-pound box of boudin.
Oh my God!
Whoa!
you and lucky cracklings. People!
And some. Oh, I didn't see the cracklings.
They
must have passed them by me and
hey,
stole
the
them cracklings, before I got to them.
They're worth gold. They probably hid them in the safe.
Well, I'll just tell you one other quick thing, and I'll hang up. If they're going to Fred's Lounge, you're going to love it. They're going to love Mike. That guy is great, too. He just had a birthday the other day.
That yesterday.
Night, he pulled in and sung Happy
Yeah, he was 22.
Sound like the Mitch Miller Choir. Yeah, really.
Hey, y'all did a good You and Dottie did a good job. I was listening.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. But anyway, you guys are going to have a blast. Just enjoy it, and you're going to love the people. The culture is great. So, oh, and the Bonzo Bells. Dottie just came up behind me and talk about the bench. I know you guys are going to fill them in on that.
We're going to tell them about Bonneville. You're right.
Right. Thank you, John.
Have a wonderful time. You're going to love it. Ray and Jackie, God bless you guys. Have a great weekend. We get a little rain up here finally, but it's still good. Hot. But
same to you there. And we'll Dottie, John.
Hey, John, hang on.
Wait,
a minute.
Hold on.
I think Miss Opal has something to say.
Okay.
Hey, hi, John. Thanks so much for calling in and being a
loyal
listener to our radio station here.
My mother was a Lehr. It's spelled L-O-E-H-R. And if you go up the bluff on 77, it's just a little bit past it. You'll catch Lehr Road.
They're making signs. They're traveling with their fingers.
Hey, not only that, they know where you're at.
Yes.
They're coming to visit soon.
And they would love for you guys to come over whenever they start their first Mardi Gras. It's going to be the week before February 2nd, the week before our Mardi Gras, February 2nd and 3rd, and they're still in the planning stages of what kind of events we're going to have. But you guys should just come on over and think of it as almost a family reunion.
Hey, sounds like a winner. We went through Bastrop back in November. We went to New Braunfels for the the Words Fest.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was great. We had a really good time there. And we always got to cut all the way across Texas again and hit Louisiana.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, let me give somebody else a chance. You
all
guys
right,
have
hang,
a wonderful
hang on, John,
time
Miss,
down
Miss,
here.
Hang on, John. Miss Elizabeth Wait. Has something to ask you.
Hi, John. If you're able to make it to the Bastrop Mardi Gras, I just want to remind you that you then need to come to our Mardi Gras. That I believe Mardi Gras is February 13th next year. So you need to make sure and come to that. And the day before is the Swamp Pop reunion dance in Ville Platte. So I think if you're here for both of those events and the Bastrop event, I mean, that'll just make your year.
I can almost guarantee you, John, if you go through all that stuff, you probably need another week or so to recuperate.
Well, make your reservations now.
Yeah, well, I still have, believe it or not, I have an uncle yet. My mom was 97. She passed away 5 years ago, but I still have an uncle in LaGrange and several cousins, so I'm going to let them know about it.
Wow.
And they'll hear everything. One of my cousins works in Austin.
All right, thank
We've
you,
got
John.
Extra advertisement for him today.
There you go. Thank you, John.
Okay, you guys take care. Have a good time.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Miss Jackie, you need to be doing some work. We're way behind.
Do I know it or don't I know it? Okay, Total Automotive CarQuest will offer all major brands of tires, Goodyear, Firestone, Bridgestone, Cooper, Toyo, plus many other major brands. We offer services such as brakes, alignments, balancing oil changes, and transmission oil service, engine light diagnostics, air condition repairs, AC repairs, and front-end repairs, all backed by CarQuest quality parts. We have the parts and the price. And for all our industrial services and formers, we make hydraulic pressure hoses by Gates, all heavy-duty filters, die-hard batteries, big truck tires, and tractor tires with service, on-site repairs. We work hard to keep a great reputation with three generations now. To all our customers, thank you for your business. Give us a call at 337-363-7771 or stop by 610 Takeover Road. Total Automotive CarQuest. Get the good stuff.
Thank you, Miss Jackie. And we got a call waiting. We're going to go ahead and pick that up, and we're going to try to catch up in a little bit between partying over here.
We haven't had Steve.
No.
Hey, it's Mardi Gras here.
There you go. Hey, bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, Ray. Comment les affaires?
Mais Eugene Manuel, I think it is good this morning.
The funniest man
in the world. You have no idea how much fun we had. We got some Mambouillans, some Ville Platians, and some Bastrop people.
Way.
Pine Prairie. And Bayou Chico. We got all kind of people in the studio this morning.
We got a party going on.
Hey, well, I'm one of the representatives of Mamou, you know, being a councilman. I've been singing in Mardi Gras bands. There's 34 years now, and if there's any assistance, I can help them people, you know. Yeah, y'all just let me know.
All right. Well, you know, they're listening to you right now, and they're picking up the mic, and I think somebody wants to tell you something.
Address?
We're going to be at the Mulatte this afternoon. You're going to be there too, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, good
yeah,
deal.
Well, you get to meet with them, and y'all can exchange information. And, Eugene sings in the band for the Mardi Gras Festival. I sing, too, but they turned my microphone off.
I don't even open my mouth when singing comes on.
Eugene, I think we met yesterday. You might have tried to rent me a building.
Leave it to Eugene.
That's right.
See, we already family.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. Businessman.
Oh, good.
Soon.
Oh, what's that?
I'll see them soon.
Yeah, you'll see them this afternoon, right?
You buying the coffee, right?
Yeah.
Hey, you buying the coffee, she asked.
That's Wanda asking.
I don't know. Me and Wanda, we got a debate on that.
Oh, we got to debate something to discussion.
Make sure. All right.
Who wins dominoes?
Oh.
That's it.
All right, Eugene. Thanks.
I'll watch.
All right, buddy. See you later. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye, Gene. He is really just so funny.
Okay, here we go. Oh, my God. They're all blinking.
They want us.
Let's see. Let's try this one here. Bonjour. Qui est-ce qui parle?
Jeanette de
Basile. Hey, Mr. Jeanette, comment ça va?
De Basile.
We're having so much fun.
Yeah, we are. And, you know, I think they're trying to see about the Basile Mardi Gras as well.
Well,
I would love that.
Yeah, well, I think that's been the plans.
Great.
Today today's Friday.
I know what you're going to tell me. I'll put it down before you even say it.
Oh, Bella.
I'm celebrating my birthday. We're going to do...
Well, you too. When's your birthday?
Man, how many birthdays we got today? God dang, it must have been...
What I like to do best.
playing chords, listening to Swamp Pop.
That's it. You got it.
But what day is your birthday, Miss Jeanette?
The 23rd.
May me too?
Oh, Bella.
Oh, go ahead, Ray.
May we twins?
Yeah.
I'll be darned. Buddy and I had the birthday on the same day.
Well, there you go.
Well, I'm glad mine's not today.
Don't forget it.
We're not. And then, hey, Miss Jeanette. Be sure to look these people up whenever they're contacting the people in Basile. So I know you got a lot of information to give them.
I would love to meet them.
Well, it's going to happen. You'll make it happen.
If they contact Patsy, he's our Mardi Gras man.
Yeah, he's the head man.
That's it.
All right. We'll get him in touch.
Okay.
All right, Miss Jeanette. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, and the other lines are blinking too. I think this one was first.
It's
bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Good morning, it's Camille.
Good morning, Miss Camille. How are you today, dear? Everybody's got a smile on your face.
We all love you
when they
here.
Heard your name.
Yeah.
It's my old game y'all are playing today, so it really touches my heart. But I want to say, first of all, to you people who are here, if you have a chance, and maybe Miss Wanda, you can help him out. Y'all really should go see and talk with Mr. J.D. Swallows, because he has
now he just had surgery.
Every piece of Cajun you can imagine, and he has Mardi Gras man all dressed up in the house, and he can give you such folklore that taking people from Germany and everywhere from the Crozan Hotel, and they didn't even speak English and wanted to go back.
Uh huh.
Did you know he just had surgery? I don't know how. Well,
I talked to him at church the other day. I don't know today.
Very good.
I don't know how he's doing right now. But if he would be out of surgery, I mean, he'd be delighted. And
he would. He loves to meet everybody.
And Wanda can take him over there and show.
You'll
she knows
have
everything.
To come back. He's got an old.
She knows
everything. To people
and okay, and Wanda.
Yes, ma'am.
Sure, you tell him. Isn't this your year that we're going to do Mardi Gras on your side of Mamu?
Yes, it is. I already told him that last night.
Okay, because that is in itself, just to be able to go down with the regulars and see the horses and have the music right at your feet.
Right. We had the Oquan boys 2 years ago when they passed, and Steve Riley. They were playing in our yard.
Uh-huh.
Wonderful, yeah.
Well, it's going to be another experience.
Oh, yeah. And for their event in February, they've already hired Steve Riley and Jamie Bergeron.
Oh, huh.
Yeah, so...
That's some big-time bands.
Oh, yeah. So
it's the best of the best, and you're way out in the middle of the street. Nobody knows how much fun we're having. And Miss Wanda has taken so many of our guests from the hotel, Kazan, out there when they were chasing the chickens. She can get in the middle and the front of the whole posse.
Yeah, I don't know how she does that.
So, y'all, you've touched with the right person.
Yeah. All our bands are big time bands over here because it's It's the type of music that everybody enjoys.
And now, and don't slide Buffy. Buffy was at Fred's for years and years. He still has a real hold on Fred. He can tell you as much about Mardi Gras as about anybody, even Eugene.
Yeah, well, he used to be the capitan at the door.
And but boy, does he have some stories to tell.
You're right.
Yeah, we have Gerald Fontenot coming to meet us at the Mulatte, so he's going to...
He's a historian as well, yeah.
Who's coming?
Gerald Fontenot.
Oh, good. Then he's going to give you the real McCoy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Everything. Okay, well, y'all, welcome to our parish of Evangeline. You see, I parle français. That's our thing, you know.
There you go. Thank you, Miss Camille.
Okay, babe.
Bye-bye. Bye.
To his French table.
All right. Eh, bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Yes, sir. This is Stephen Dupre.
Yeah, Stephen.
Yeah, I was wondering if those ladies had saw us on public broadcasting several years ago when we had won, when KVPI had won so many times on the at one station of the year for so many years in a row.
Had they seen the PBS broadcast? Probably not, because that was...
We'll watch it.
They will watch it. They said they're gonna play back, but they haven't seen it yet, Stephen.
Yeah, because you know, they and Mr. Bobby Dardo had put it on his paper, you know.
Yeah, and the Bon Nouvelle, yes, sir. Right.
Had won station of the year with 5 years straight.
Oh, I don't know. We do a pretty good job of it, you know. It's many years in a row we have won. We've won awards over the years a lot. So
10 straight years, you know.
Yeah.
That's how they found out about Phil Platt and Mamu and everything.
Yeah. All right, Stephen. Have a good one, my friend.
You doing all right?
As far as I know.
Oh,
you know, I'm still upright.
Tell you and Miss Jacket have a good day.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, Steve.
Okay,
bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I'll be going to Mamu this afternoon.
Oh, yeah. Miss Jackie, want to drink some of that Mulatte coffee? All right. Miss
Jackie. I've got to find me somebody, but I'm
Jackie,
coming.
Arrête de radoter and start doing...
Travaille.
Le plus grand radoteur en
or go to work, girl. Go to work.
Here's an important message from the friendly folks at Assured Medical Rental and Sales in Mamu. For all of your home medical needs, be sure to visit Assured Home Medical. They are one of the oldest home medical dealers in the KVPI listening area. They are home-owned and operated right there at 1004 6th Street in Mamu. For those of you suffering with diabetes, they offer you a special diabetic shoe and insert, hospital beds, canes, crutches, walkers, wheelchairs, oxygen, scooters, and so much more. Plus, they offer you a full line of nurses' uniforms, too. You can also find CPAP and BiPAP machines, masks, and supplies. You will enjoy the down-home personal service that you will get each time you visit with the local hometown folks at Assured Home Medical. Call 468-3722. And for all of your insurance needs, visit with insurance agent Marilyn Briock at Insurance Center of Mamu, 468-3636. She's offering you insurance coverage for your home and vehicle. Located in the same building as Assured Home Medical Rental and Sales at 1004 La Rue 6 in Mamou.
I could talk a whole lot about Miss Marilyn, but I don't have time. We got a whole lot of business to discuss right here, so
I'll
have to pick up this line instead.
Oh, they're after you this morning.
Eh, bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Bonjour, Miss Amy.
Miss Penny.
Miss Penny from Fort Penelope, Montana.
Better known as Dillon, Montana.
Yeah, Dillon is the town, but her little house is called Fort Penelope. How are you?
The compound, Fort Penelope. Don't forget the storage shed and my camper trailer.
Well, I forgot about all that. Okay, all right. It's a whole compound.
How about your cat?
It's a village.
I'm just so happy to hear the guest and happy to hear Miss Wanda. I do have access to, of course, internet, and was looking at Bastrop on a site that I really enjoy called Texas Escapes. And it would give you any town in Texas, the history of it, pictures, the graveyards, the whatever. So,
thank you for that.
I went to that site yesterday to look up stuff.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I really enjoy history, so I enjoy reading about it, and they're always adding to that site. But Bastrop looks like a lovely place, and I think it would be a great idea to have the Mardi Gras there because it's the spirit of the people and the ability to let go and just have a good time and be kind to one another, listen to the music, and eat and drink until you die.
We and know how to do that.
Everybody here is smiling. They understand.
Oh, we comprehend.
We had some of that last night.
Oh, some of that last night, she said. Oh.
Hi, Miss Penny.
Oh, Miss Penny.
You've got to have some cooks. You got to have some Cajun cooks, and I'm sure there are many businesses in Bastrop that would benefit, you know, from an influx of people. But the original products from Ville Platte are plentiful and wonderful. They're sold all over the United States, probably the entire world.
Yeah, because if they don't have it where you live, just call them and they'll ship it to you.
Oh yeah,
absolutely. Call Teats or call Bill Miller's. So you got to have some Bill Miller barbecue sauce.
Oh no, it's Jack Miller's.
Bill ain't there yet.
I'm sorry, Jack, Bill, they're all the same, right?
Not quite.
Not according to them.
Oh, no. And some Carrie's Rue and all seasonings from all the people over here. Woo!
They got each a
we,
gift.
We know how to eat well over here.
They got each a gift basket with all that stuff.
Oh, you see, you heard Miss Wanda said they both got each a gift basket, so they're going to find out what these products are about.
Go ahead.
But Trey cooks gumbo.
Wanda, they're absolutely going to get the original best ideas that you could have because that girl knows how to have a good time.
Hey, oh, girl, yes.
Welcome to Ville Platte, and we're so glad to have you on Latas. Thanks for dropping by.
Thanks for calling, Miss Penny.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Out of washer.
She already ought to wad herself.
We got another call waiting, but I really need to get some work done right here. let's get Mark to talk to us about our friends at the Bonne Nouvelle, who John and Dottie were talking about.
Dr. Brent Ardoin has been serving the KVPI listening area for the past 39 years at his office in Mamou. He specializes in internal medicine, critical care, geriatric and hospice, and palliative medicine. He can help treat or control high blood pressure, diabetes, kidney disease, lung disease, arthritis, and dementia. His medical office is open 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and Fridays 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. He accepts Medicare and most insurance coverage. Call 337-468-0267 to make your appointment. And right now, the office of Dr. Brent Ardoin is accepting resumes for the position of medical assistant. Some experience would be helpful. Your resumes can be dropped off during regular office hours at Dr. Ardoin's office at 728 Poinciana Street in Mamou, or fax it at 337-468-2438. That's Dr. Brent Ardoin with offices at 728 Poinciana Street in Mamou, across the street from Savoy Medical Center.
I thought I had already played Mark's spot for Dr. Brent Ardoin, and it was not the Bonne Nouvelle. So we're going to do the Bonne Nouvelle right now.
Yeah, let's talk about another one of our great sponsors on La Tosta Cafe for a big Friday morning, and that's for our good friend Bobby Dardo and the crew at the Bonne Nouvelle. Why not contact Bobby today at the Bonne Nouvelle and sign up for a year subscription for one of the best publications in our area? So give Bobby Dardo a phone call today. Don't put it off. Don't procrastinate. Give him a call at 363-6692. And while you're talking to Bobby, ask him about something that he's proud of and that we're proud of, his photo restoration work. It is amazing what Bobby can do with those old cherished photographs. Every week, more and more customers from all over the KVPI listening area have been contacting Bobby as a result of our messages on La Tosta Cafe. Listen, folks, if you've got some old cherished photographs that are starting to show signs of age, maybe they're cracked or scratched or even faded, his specialty work is taking those old treasured photographs and make them look like brand new again. Bobby has been doing photo restoration work for people all over our area for more than 30 years. He can do the same for you. And if there's a person missing in that special family photograph that you'd like to add, or because of circumstances right now, there's a person you want to remove from that family photograph, he can do that too. So call Bobby Dardo for all the details at the Bon Nouvelle, 363-6692. That's Bobby Dardo and all the staff at the Bon Nouvelle, located on West Lincoln, phone 363-6692.
All right, Miss Jackie, we're back again, and I was going to ask Trey something right here, but all the lines are blinking again. But I got to say, Miss Opal, she's with the theme. She's got her Swamp Pop reunion T-shirt on. She got her Mardi Gras tennis shoes. She got it going right now. Let's pick up this call, Miss Jackie.
All right.
Hey, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
What you say, Mr. R and Miss G?
Well, Mr. Gallo, we know it's all good today.
Oh, ouais, c'est bon, bon. Qui t'a prequer?
Mais, bonjour, du.
Mais, tu vas te maigrir?
Oh, my God, you're not cooking today.
No, you're going to get skinny.
Oh, no.
It ain't going to happen, huh?
Il va aller manger avec le
après-midi.
Oh, après-midi. Oh. OK, à soir, tu vas manger. OK.
Croyais-tu que tu gagnes manger le mar, avec le maire de la rue 3?
Eunice, no.
Why? He's going to l'invite.
There you go. But his wife cooked better than you, yeah. I bet his wife, Miss Jackie, cooks a lot better than you.
My name's Jackie. She does everything better than him.
Oh, yeah, Miss Benny, yeah. Elle est bonne humeur, mais il mère de Eunice, il voit pas trop bien.
Oh.
But that's okay. He still can talk.
He only see,
but you know, Mike's like that too. You know, they both, but they make one good person whenever they look at each other. Oh, Mr. Gallo, I hope you have a good day, my friend.
Good weekend. Talk to you Monday.
All right. Bye bye. Let's pick up another one. We went so far behind. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle? Nope, they gave up. All right, Ms. Jackie, while we're waiting for a call, why don't you go ahead and do a spot for us?
Well, if you're hungry and you want a delicious home-cooked meal, stop in soon and visit with the friendly folks at Ronnie's Cajun Cafe at 541 West Laurel in Eunice. Come in and visit with Miss LaDonna Thibodeau and her friendly staff. They're open Monday and Tuesday from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. for breakfast and lunch. Wednesday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. And on Sundays, they're open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And remember, after church on Sundays, come in to Ronnie's and enjoy their famous barbecue lunches. They'll serve you pork or chicken with all the sides. Every day, you can choose from a large menu or daily plate lunches that include beef tips and pork chops. Dine in or carry out. Call ahead at 337-457-2004 to place your order and to use their convenient drive-through window service. Enjoy a great home-style meal with the friendly folks at the new Ronnie's Cajun Cafe at 541 West Laurel in Eunice and tell them you heard this message on KVPI La Tosta Cafe.
All right, very good. Hey, Miss Opal, would you pass Trey the mic? I want to ask him something here. You know, y'all want to put on a Mardi Gras. Do y'all have people who are going to bring the chickens to you and make a big gumbo?
I think so. We got lots of chickens.
They grow them in Texas, large and small.
Surplus by now. You're
going to
get just fat enough by the time Mardi Gras.
Miss Opal, let her say that again. Say that again, Miss Opal.
I said, they have a chicken surplus right now, and they're going to be just fat enough by the time Mardi Gras comes around, ready for that gumbo.
Ah, there you go. Hey, they're going to start feeding them today.
Oh, exactly. Don't start that. There'll be a stampede.
Oh, man, a good chicken gumbo.
Well, we can practice a couple of times, but between now and then.
I'm not adverse to eating, I promise you.
Go eat the boudin.
Let's pick up this call, Ms. Jackie.
Okay.
Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Mais ça,
ici, c'est
la mère de la
troisième rue. Monsieur Valmont, comment ça va ce matin?
Je suis assez
Mr. Gallo vous a appelé mépriser dans un petit bout de temps passé.
Mais ouais, il n'est pas précuire non plus.
Ouais, mais je te garantis, il est loin de maigrir, ouais, il en plein.
He can afford to miss a meal or two, Jack. Oh,
you know it all.
Being good friends like that, y'all can throw some little shakes at each other every once in a while.
Mais ouais. But listen, the reason I call is to tell something to Wanda. Hey, listen, girl, one mamouillette to another.
Elle est pas là.
She had to leave. She just walked out. She had to go somewhere else. Mais she listens on the radio. Go ahead and tell her.
Yeah, we'll pass on the message.
Yeah, she's listening on the radio on her way going.
And there's three people that tell her what you say.
So go for it.
Wanda, if you're listening, that trip you took a while back, you need to bring them stories and them pictures you took and bring that to the Bonne Nouvelle. That would be a good article.
Not bad.
I think that's a good idea. Yep.
Thank you, Mayor.
Mais pas de quoi. Écoute, I'm gonna see y'all more later.
All right, yeah. If I don't see y'all, send you a letter.
Maybe.
All right, boy. Bye bye. All right, it's my turn to go to work again.
Go for it.
All right, I work so hard, I push my finger.
I know.
Hi, this is Dottie Clark with Ardwan's Funeral Home of Mamou. We appreciate the trust you've instilled in our funeral home, allowing us to proudly serve the families of Evangeline Parish for over 75 years. We hope the guidance we've provided has met or exceeded your expectations. More and more, people are realizing the thoughtfulness and practicality of planning their funerals in advance. Just as you plan vacations, investments, and other important events in life, we urge you to consider pre-planning for this one. Here at Ardwan's Funeral Home, we have multiple options and services available to make a difficult time easier for your family. As the pre-planning specialist, I will walk you through the process and help you decide what type of funeral would be appropriate for you or your loved ones. Our pre-arranged funeral plans come with payment options that are suitable for all families. We invite you to come by our office in Mamou or give us a call to make an appointment at 337-468-5231.
All right, Ms. Jackie, we're back again, and I know someone is holding right here, but we're running really far behind, so why don't you go ahead and do a spot. Just hold on, whoever it is, and we'll be getting right
back to
you.
This is a short spot, so you don't have to hold that long. Chapman Dirt Service is always at your service. They deliver gravel, limestone, fill dirt, topsoil, fill sand, and masonry sand in or out of town. Chapman Dirt Service can install culverts on your property. Dirt spreading and backhoe work is also available. They are open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 4 p.m. They are also open until noon on Saturdays. Chapman's Dirt Service offers pre-estimates and fast delivery. Building a new home, camp, business, or just to level your property, give Shelley or LJ a call at 337-363-7861. Chapman's Dirt Service for faster and better service. You call.
We haul. I love it.
I know.
Let's go ahead and pick up this call. Eh, bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
C'est Wanda Barrett.
Comment tu crois?
She just left it over here and she can't stop. She got to call us again.
Oh, she has to straighten us out.
I wanted to tell Valmont I'm gonna try to do that. I just have to take time to be able to do, you know, to put it all together.
Well, I know, Miss Wanda. You got so many irons in the fire, you don't know which one to pick up.
I know. Hey, but tell him that when the KVPI people go to his house, I want to go too so I can show him on my phone.
Okay.
Well, I want to go, I know.
Keep on listening because they will tell you when they go.
Look out, Eunice. Villeplatz going to Valmont's.
And Mamou.
And Mamou now.
But, you know, Valmont's originally from the Mamou area.
I know.
Yeah, he's a yeah.
He be a yeah. All right, Wanda. Thank you, girl.
Bye-bye.
All right. Phone lines are open, and in the meantime, let me do a spot, or I'd rather let Mark do a spot. I'll just push the button for our friends over at Blake's Southside Pharmacy.
Be sure to stop in soon and visit with the friendly folks at Blake's Southside Pharmacy in Ville Platte. Visit with owner and registered pharmacist Ivan Landry and his team of healthcare professionals. Hey, the next time your doctor orders a prescription for you or a member of your family, be sure to take that prescription with full confidence to the registered pharmacist at Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chautauqua in Ville Platte. The entire staff will work with your doctor to help you get well again. Remember, your health is their first concern. Visit their gift department with colognes and perfumes and Circle E candles. Blake's Southside Pharmacy offers free delivery service to your home or office within a 15-mile radius of Ville Platte. Phone 363-7497. That's Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chautauqua in Ville Platte. Blake's Southside Pharmacy is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. to better serve you.
Lord, all right, we are back again, Ms. Jackie. What? And looks like we have somebody that needs to tell us something.
I think that's a great idea.
Well, first of all, this is Kathy from Bastrop, Texas, and we just want to say a very special thank you for letting us crash your party this morning, and we have had a wonderful time. And what I really wanted to do is to invite you, your radio station. We would love to have you in Bastrop with us on February the 2nd and 3rd. So whatever we could do to make it where we could accommodate you, the more the merrier. And once again, thank you for letting us be here with you.
Wow. Would love to do it, but you know what? I got to clear all that with the boss.
We'll talk about it. We have plenty of time to convince him, huh?
Oh, yeah, my goodness. Ms. Jackie, why don't you go ahead and do another
spot
for
me? Well, I'm going to talk to you about this really nice neighborhood grocery and market and meat market. B&S has two stores to serve you. B&S Corner Grocery Store is located on East Main Street, and they're open from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. And B&S Neighborhood Grocery and Market, they're located at 1075 Chico Park Road. They're open Sunday through Thursday at 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. and on Friday and Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. They carry a complete line of groceries at supermarket pricing. You can get custom-cut meat, cut and seasoned to your liking, beef, pork, chicken, smoked products, sausage, tasso, pons, and much more. They both serve daily lunches and barbecue on Sundays, both with a complete deli serving boudin balls, chicken tenders, and so much more. Go by there and talk with the owners, Scott and Amy Dupre, and you will be as welcome as if you were their first cousins. They welcome Chico State Park campus, visitors, and fishermen. Both locations offer Chevron gasoline, so go by and say howdy to them, and I know you like what you see.
And you're going to like what you eat, too.
Even better.
You know how it is. Let's see. Lines are open, so I'm going to go ahead and do a little catch-up here, and we're going to let our pod, Mr. Stacy Hoffman,
hello,
talk
pod
about Evangeline Portable Buildings.
Great news from the new Evangeline Portable Buildings here in Ville Platte. Our site-built steel buildings have arrived. To include a top-of-the-line, heavy-duty 20x20 carport, big enough for two vehicles or an outdoor pavilion for all your summer outings. Also an 18x30 RV carport to protect your camper or fifth wheel. And a two-car enclosed garage, 24x25 foot with two roll-up doors. Also see the ever-so-popular carport and workshop combination, 20x35 foot. Coming soon, our trailer department will be in full swing. 12, 14, 16, and 18-foot utility trailers will be in stock. All sales can be purchased or rent-to-own up to 60 months with free delivery. Veterans, firefighters, and law enforcement, ask us about your discounts. Jessica and Lonnie Fontenot or Stacy Boy are here to serve all your storage needs. Get free estimates Monday through Friday. Call 363-0693-POD.
All right, we're back again, and I'm going to put Miss Opal on the spot here. She hadn't talked in a while.
Yeah.
Opal? What? Tell me something interesting, girl.
Hi there.
Oh, my gosh.
Interesting.
Oh,
Interesting. So it's always interesting in Ville Platte.
Interesting is meeting up with this lady, Kathy Daniels, and I travel a lot for my day job, and everywhere I go, I wear an LSU lanyard, I have Mardi Gras beads, I have Cajun seasoning, and I'm always telling people about our culture. And one time I got to put on a conference, and I got to cook all the food. So my sister, best friend, and another person, we flew to Tennessee with all the food. And we put on our conference where all of the music was Louisiana natives. All of the food was Louisiana dishes. The decorations were all Mardi Gras stuff. And it was just amazing. So we're at this conference of like 5,500 people. And everywhere I went, they were like, oh, there's that Cajun lady. There's that Cajun lady.
So you knew where you were.
For me, meeting this lady and her wanting to share our culture is just like it's like a dream come true for me. It's one of the most natural progressions that can ever happen.
Oh, but while you have the microphone, you said your day job. Hey, plug it.
Day job?
Yeah.
Well, my day job is hospital pharmacy automation. We build equipment for hospital pharmacies all over the United States.
Wow. Uh-huh.
To repackage medication.
Hey, multi-talented person.
I sure get plenty of the medication.
Okay, Ms. Jackie, your turn.
My turn. And I have some really good news. You know, there are two job openings to be had at Doug Ashe Building Material. And I'm going to read the necessary abilities needed. There's one open for a stock clerk, and the responsibility, you have to ensure and unload incoming inventory and check for accuracy. Receive and enter store stock items into computer inventory. Assemble displays, places new products as well as clean shelves, and rotates existing merchandise. Enters incoming and outgoing small hardware transfers from store to store. The qualifications needed are an ability to read and write and must be detail-oriented and capable of lifting up to 80 pounds and perform manual duties. Can pass required drug screen, physical evaluation. Experience in building materials industry preferred but not required, and you must be dependable. Now, the next job opening is for a cashier. Check out customers to collect payments for products purchased and rented in a friendly, efficient, and timely manner. Answer multiple telephone lines. Gather employer copies of customer invoices and other miscellaneous documents to file all documents with other like documents in an organized manner. Close out register to balance register drawer with computer totals on a daily basis. Keep front area organized. Your required qualifications for that job are computer skills and able to work cash register, high level of customer service skills retired, and you must be able to multitask, be detail-oriented, and possess organization skills. Equipment knowledge preferred but not required. High school diploma or equivalent. Must be dependable and able to work half a day every other Saturday. So if anybody is looking for a job, you go down to Doug Ashe Building Material, and they're located at 719 Dardo Street in Ville Platte, and talk to Steve Buller.
Thank you, Ms. Jackie. And you're doing such a good job. Don't stop now. Keep
going, I'm going to.
Can I just say one thing? Sorry again. You did such a good job with that. If you get tired of the radio, we'll take you in the HR department in Bastrop.
Okay.
All right. Whenever
I got a job, people. I'm not going to starve tomorrow.
My goodness. Go ahead.
You've got a home improvement project coming up soon, or perhaps you're in the planning stages of building a brand new home, come to Doug Ashe Building Materials for all of your supplies and friendly advice on where to go for the help that you need in doing that project. Or tips for the do-it-yourselfers. Take advantage of Doug Ashe's volume buying power with their 9 locations in South Louisiana to better serve you. They are able to buy in quantity and pass the savings on to you. From floor to ceiling to walls, from foundation to roof, and everything in between, including a fine interior department. Doug Ashe Building Materials is there, ready to help you. Just give them a call or come by to see them at the nearest location here in Ville Platte, also in Rain, Lafayette, New Iberia. They're the home of Pittsburgh and DeVoe Paints, also all of your tools and plumbing and electrical supplies. Take advantage of their volume purchasing power, come in for coffee, and look around at their tremendous selection of building materials and supplies. Doug Ashe Building Materials in Ville Platte, Rain, Covington, New Iberia, 3 in Lafayette, Bro Bridge, Lake Charles. And here, we're located at 719 Dardo, and talk to Steve Buller. He'll greet you with a big smile.
Thank you, Miss Jackie, and I want to make sure that Nikki Tubes gets her message in, so here
yes,
we go.
Let us go.
Eunice Manor Nursing Home.
Hi, my name is Nikki Tubes, and I'm with Eunice Manor Nursing Home. Eunice Manor Nursing Home's care is designed to make every day an extraordinary day. That's right, extraordinary day at Eunice Manor Nursing Home. Eunice Manor's therapy department provides rehab services to long-term care house guests as well as short-term care house guests. If you or a loved one need rehab-to-home services where our occupational therapist, physical therapist, or speech therapist can help you get rehab, get strong, get set up to go back home as quickly as possible, then Eunice Manor Nursing Home is the place to be. Our therapists strive to improve quality of life while promoting safety and independence. Eunice Manor Nursing Home is ready and willing to meet any of your long-term care needs or short-term care rehab services. Come on by and meet me, Nikki Tubes, at Eunice Manor Nursing Home.
All right, we are back again, and you have one more spot.
I do.
Our friends at Ardwan Salvage, right?
Yes, I do. Ardwan's Discount Grocery is your discount store, better known to some of you as the Burn Store. Ardwan's Discount Grocery is a complete discount grocery store specializing in overstocked, damaged, and closed-date products. They offer a variety of products, including snacks, cooler, and frozen food. All of their products are priced at or below the wholesale cost, so you will save money. Who doesn't want to save money with the high prices we're paying on everything? While you're there, be sure to visit their jewelry and gift boutique, a place that I visit too often. They have beautiful stuff to sell. Come in and visit with owner Mike Ardwan, the friendly staff, today. They are open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. They accept cash, checks, food stamp, EBT cards. Call 363-5751. Come often. They bring in new loads and shipment of merchandise each and every week.
All right, Ms. Jackie, thank you. And I want to thank our guests for coming in, and I want to encourage each and every one of you out there, if you see these people, go out and talk to them and tell them about your experience of Mardi Gras and let them know what we do here so that they can make it real fun for their people over there. And I'm going to turn it over to our guests, and we're going to start with Ms. Opal for some closing words. Opal?
Well, I'd just like to reiterate how excited I am to jumpstart this project with the city of Bastrop. And we may start off small, but I know it's going to grow and grow because those Texans over there know how to have fun. And all they need is just a little bit good food in there, and they'll really have some fun.
There you go. How about let's pass it over.
Well, we do know how to have fun in Texas, but what we need is you. We need all of you to come be with us and share with us what you guys do and how y'all make it fun. And once again, a big thank you from the city of Bastrop for letting us be with you these last few days. And we hope to do the same for y'all when you come visit us.
Well, thank you. And Trey?
Yes, sir. I just want to say thank you for having us this morning. It's been great. Thank you to everybody. Appreciate the callers, too. And we will see you soon.
Very good.
We're all going to Texas.
And we cannot close this program without getting Miss Elizabeth to talk about our Evangel and Tourism Commission.
I think this is the third time you got me to talk today.
I told you.
Yes, you said you would do it. So good job.
He thinks she'll do his job for
him. Well, first, I just want to thank y'all here at KVPI. This is a great experience. And hey, maybe we can do it again one day because I've had a lot of fun. And I want to thank our Texas people, thank my board members that were here today. It It means a lot to have support from you guys. So, but I cannot get off of here without reminding everybody in the public that the fall is going to be an exciting time for us. We have a lot of fairs and festivals coming up. So be sure to look at our Facebook page, Evangeline Parish Tourist Commission. Check out our website, evangelineparishtourism.org. And just stay up to date and come out and enjoy everything we'll have going on. We'll have the Mamou Cajun Music Festival, Le Grand Hurrah, Cotton Festival, Turnois, and Swine Festival. And we'll have even more events than that. But those are our major annual events coming up, and I hope to see you all there.
When did you give them the Facebook page so they can go to, or the whatever?
Our Facebook is Evangeline Parish Tourist Commission.
Very good. That way they can all see what's going on. Yes,
and we have a lot of good times here.
Yes, all right. What's that?
I said yes, we do.
All right. Very good. Now, let me tell you who made it possible for us to have these people talking to us in the studio today and enjoying ourselves. And I saw that they enjoyed themselves too. the people that made it possible are Salvo Medical Center, Ardwan Salvage Store, Total Automotive, Dr. Brent Ardwan, Chapman's Dirt Service, Ronnie's Cajun Cafe, The Bonne Nouvelle, B&S Grocery, Ardwan Funeral Home, Assured Home Medical, Doug Ashe Building Materials, Blake's Pharmacy, Evangeline Portable Buildings, and Eunice Manor. Thank you to all of you. Thank you to our callers and our listeners. Le bonjour et bienvenue, et puis au revoir plus tard.
I'll see y'all Monday.
Coming up is Swamp Pop Friday. You know it is the day of the week that I love.
Wow.
Here we go. We're going to be starting in just a minute as soon as we get this thing finished up.